It was a nightmare.
Welcome
to Kills and Chills. We're here. We out ya.
We out ya. We really are out ya. Yes.
Yeah, we sure are.
What's up, guys?
How's it been?
We're in Houston. It's fucking...
It finally got cold.
58 degrees.
The grease.
56 the grease.
Oh, wow.
And 56. Dan didn't bring a sweater.
I sure didn't. Let me tell you, I'm kind of cold. Wow, it says 55 in Pasadena.
Whoa.
Interesting. It's literally like 10 minutes from here. What affects it to be like a degree less than here?
Wow.
Where we are.
Wild.
It truly is.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what's up?
Same old shit. Same old fucking shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it is.
You know what it is.
Oh, my God. The Astros won after fucking almost killing me. So, there's that.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been doing that a lot more often. Oh, hello? Ew. Anyway.
Hello?
I don't know.
I have been a pest today.
But I love it when you're a pest, because that means I can be a pest back.
Yeah, but you're always like that. I'm not always a pest. I have my days.
No, you're always. You can't always be a pest. If you're in the right mood, and you if we vibe off each other,
fucking good.
We can both be pests.
I love being a pest. Don't call the exterminator, because I am a pest.
I love that. We had Mallory's goodbye lunch today.
The Last Supper.
It was pretty great, except that a homeless man came and, like, asked us, like, if we had change, and Derek was like, no, sorry, man, not today. And then he was like, well, can I at least have, like, some food? Because Mallory had her, like, to-go box.
Yeah.
And she, like, was unsure, because she was legit gonna eat it, but, you know, she's a nice person. So she was like, yeah, yes, okay. So she gives him the box, and he opens it. The homeless man opens the box and then looks at it and then just puts it on the floor, leaves it. I was like, are you for real? And Mallory was so mad because she was literally going to eat it. That was going to be her dinner. And the homeless man was like, no. And then just put it on the floor.
Listen.
Like, are you hungry or not?
No.
Obviously not.
That's why you don't. Okay, look, unpopular opinion. No, don't give a homeless person money. Because I've seen hobo people on Edgebrook having fucking Cadillacs.
Oof.
And all of a sudden, they get up from their little dirty post and they go into their sick-ass car.
Oh, damn.
Don't trust nobody.
She was so mad. She was like, oh my God, am I a Republican now?
I'm fucking dead.
I died when she said that.
But then we got Starbucks.
She got Starbucks, but she was still livid.
She was still mad, but I wasn't mad.
They put her food on the floor. She worked a 40-hour week to be able to afford her lunch. And then someone else, less fortunate than her, asked her for it. And she said, okay. And then that person didn't even have the decency to, like, throw it away once she was out of sight.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. He just literally put it down. He didn't give two fucks.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And yeah.
So that happened. Right.
And then we had cake, and then we gave her going away presents so she could put it on our desk.
Yeah.
On her desk. It sounded like I said our desk.
Whoa.
Oh my God, I almost died.
So that was sick.
That was
sickening.
Sickening. Yeah, sure was. Should we get started?
Sure. Reminder, send in your spooky stories.
Yeah, send those stories in. We have a few at this point. But we, you know, there's never a lot, you know, too.
There's never too
there's
many.
There's no such thing as too much. Did you see that, the thing that Edgar sent us? She was like, cover this.
Oh, yeah.
She tried to kill my parents.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys seen the, that one, like, article or whatever, the news thing about this little girl that
turned out to not be a little girl?
Like, literally from the plot of The Orphan.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the fuck? And what?
It does taste like bananas, right?
It tastes like bananas.
It does.
I'm telling you. God damn it. You never believe me. It doesn't smell like bananas, no, but it tastes like it. God, go ask her if there's a banana in her lunch bag or something.
But why would it not smell like it, but it tastes like it?
I don't know.
Guys, we were eating, our dad was eating a porquito.
A little
piggy bread.
Yeah, it's like literally just gingerbread, I guess. Is it gingerbread? Mm. I don't know. It's a type of bread, but it's in the shape of a little pig. And it's cute. And like, it didn't smell like bananas, but like when I would put it into my mouth, I would like taste bananas and I would smell it. And I was like, but I don't, I'm very confused.
Me too. But it's good. I'll still eat it. I don't give a fuck.
This is so confuzzling. It's Confuciusing. Oh, but yeah, Edgar wanted us to talk about that. And I told him no.
So, because Dan said no, this little girl pretended to be 6 years old when she was adopted from, like, overseas, I believe.
I think, or, like...
She was brought over she from, like, the Ukraine.
Allegedly, though. But, like, they had her, and then they're like, we have this, like, special case. Can you take her? This is urgent. And they're like,
yeah, signed up, like, real quick. And they brought her over, and everything was sick. But the moment that they brought her home and they, like, showered her, they realized that she had pubic hair.
Like, this isn't a 6-year-old. And they're like,
wait. They're like, that's a little sus. And she has started menstruating as well.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of put the whole thing, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, oh, my God. And apparently she was, like, threatening their lives and shit. Yeah. Literally, like, the fucking movie.
She was like, I'm gonna kill you. Bye. And then, like, I think they got her help and they, like, did a bone density test and they, like, they concluded that she was, like, 14 or something like that. Mm-hmm. She was a teenager.
Mm.
And then,
she would smear bodily fluids on the wall.
Oh, God. That's disgusting. And so, like, because, like, the family had their own son and the son had to, like, leave to go to college in Canada or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the parents just left her here in the U.S., but in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was of age. They got her, like, a birth certificate that stated, like, her actual age, which was, like, over 18, I think.
22.
And, like, the family divorced eventually. Like, the mom divorced the dad, and I don't know what happened to them. But then they got in trouble for abandoning her.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, but she's not a kid. She's a fucking adult. That's crazy. And I think they've had, like, this has been going, well, they've known her for, like, over 10 years now, I think, is the thing. So she's definitely way over the age that she said she was.
I think when this happened, it was, like, in 2014 when they, mm-hmm. like, left her.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm pretty sure it's been a few years.
Well, yeah.
So she's old as fuck.
Yeah, it's been 5 years.
She just had, like, a condition that she was, like, dwarfism.
It was dwarfism, and then she also had something else, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very strange, very strange.
All those people insane in the membrane.
Oh, boy, yes.
Today, Dan was like, "This weather has me feeling some type of way," she said. And I said, "What type of
don't
way?"
Don't put me on blast like
no,
this.
No, listen. She's like, and I was like, "What type of way?" And honestly, I don't remember what she said. But then I think I blacked out because then when I came to, I was in the elevator. And we're walking out. And she's like, this weather just reminds me. Oh, my God. And I was like, what? Of what? And then she's like, it just reminds me of when we went to see Enterprise Earth. And bro, honestly, deadass, like, that made my day. I was like, what the fuck? You just remembered a moment that you had with me?
Aww.
Oh, that's what I was telling Dan. That the other day I was driving home from work and I was, like, thinking about my fondest memories. And I'm like, my fondest memory with you is watching Terrifier and eating tacos.
I'm dead. Have you guys seen Terrifier? That's just scary. Like, I don't like
that. That shit is wild.
I don't like the way his face looks. It's a bad movie, but, like, the makeup itself on the guy,
it's unsettling.
It's unsettling, and I don't appreciate it. I have no taste for it.
No.
I have no tolerance for it. No, none at all. You remember, like, I was just, like, shocked throughout the whole thing. I was just holding taco.
Holding her fucking taco, just staring at the TV.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I just had my taco in one hand, and, like, I was just watching TV with the top of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're eating your bread? Mm-hmm. Is it good? Mm-hmm. Does it taste like bananas? Mm-mm. Oh, no?
Only yours? The outside did.
What?
The outside?
Uh-huh. Only the outside tasted like bananas?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. So it was that,
maybe it probably was made with, like...
No, it couldn't have been, because the whole thing would have tasted like bananas.
So did it?
Why would you trip me up like that? I fucking can't stand you. Do you not believe me?
I'm fucking dead.
Do you not believe me? Answer the question.
I'm fucking dead.
Which one's mine?
The baby one?
This one? This one?
No, that one. Yeah, that one's yours. This one's mine. Oh, they're both the same size.
The banana cheese is throwing me off. I can't.
Listen. Kids, eat your bananas. It has the protein. Buns eats bananas. Buns endorses bananas.
It's a good source of potassium.
My eye just twitched. Guys, get a new fucking job, because my job is giving me an eye twitch.
Why do they have to get a new job?
Because I want them to be like...
You're not making any sense.
I want them to thrive.
What?
I want them to thrive.
Maybe they already are thriving.
But what if they're not?
But what if they are and it's just us that are miserable?
I'm not miserable. I'm chilling.
I'm semi-chilling, but I'm mostly miserable.
I'm chilling for now. I got nothing to complain about.
Actually, being alive. This month, yeah, I have nothing to complain about this month. Last month was terrible. I thought I was going to die last month.
I thought Dan was going to die last month.
Mm-hmm.
But, alas, here we are.
Here we are. I survived, and I don't like it.
Like Reba McEntire, she's a survivor.
Yeah.
God, I love Reba.
Reba was my first concert.
I can't believe that. That's so cool.
I was like one, maybe two, maybe three.
I love it. I wish Reba would have been my first concert.
Isn't that so strange? Like, I'm not a Reba fan.
My first concert, if we're being for real, mm-hmm. was not Attack Attack and Escape the Fate.
What was it?
Los Tigres del Norte.
Aw, wow. At the rodeo?
I don't know. It wasn't at the rodeo. It was somewhere else. And they bought me a Tigres del Norte, like, whoosh, the swords that, like, pop out.
I fucking did.
And I was like...
How old were you?
I was a kid. But how they old? Bought me a toy. Like, 6 or 7.
Oh, okay. That's not that.
I was a kid. I was a kid.
I mean, that's not that young.
Like, I'm still a kid. Get over yourself.
I'm fucking dead.
I lost or you lost?
Huh? I don't know. I think you lost. Hold on.
Fuck off, bruh.
I won.
Dan and I have been playing this fuck-ass game, and I'm gonna fucking play you again, because I need to learn how to play this.
It's a fun game.
It's really not, but...
Like, it's fun. Even if I don't know how to play it, it's fun.
Anyway, send your stories to kills, and the letter N... Chills@gmail.com.
Yes.
We're going to be reading them out for the episode, I believe.
2 weeks from now?
The 28th. We should post it on the 31st.
Oh, you
want to? As like a bonus.
Oh, you want to do a bonus?
Yeah. We'll post it maybe on the 31st.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
We'll see how many stories we get.
We'll see how many stories we get and if we find other stuff to research for that week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Sickening. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So ugly.
The fuck is that? Okay, I'm kidding.
I don't know if you follow us on, like, socials, but we look really cute today.
Oh, yeah. We posted selfies. I posted selfie for the first time in
I love how you said, I posted selfie.
I posted selfie.
Just
ladies.
One selfie.
Ladies, I have baby tonight. I can't.
Oh, my God. Does he have baby tonight? Hello?
I hope not.
Why? Are we doing something?
No. Oh, no, we're not.
Then what the fuck? Why get my hopes up in a knot?
No. In a knot. Anyway, okay, here we go.
Yes.
So, I was thinking that maybe for October, we would also do a different type of style for researching and our storytelling. But basically, what I wanted to cover today was something... terrifying to me, something that personally brings me
joy,
not good feelings, fear. Not good vibes.
The vibes are off.
Yeah, something that throws my vibes off.
Okay.
And so I was like, the hooves. I don't like it. So I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and do that. So I looked some stuff up. I was like, where does this come from? Where does it go? Where does he come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Yes.
And I was reading up on it, and it said that, like, you know, like, this is stuff that, like, we as humans fear. And I read up on one of these theories, like, the Minotaur theory, which I think you mentioned last time when I said that I was scared of it. It was like, if I was scared of a Minotaur, I was like, not really. It's the feet that mainly that get me.
Right.
But I did see a story on this. So let me hurry because I'm at 4%.
I'm fucking dead. I'm like a 19.
Oof. Okay. But basically, the Minotaur legend started when an old, like, Greek king. From Crete, I'm pretty sure it's Crete. When he would ask for the sacrifice of 14 Athenian children, and in this story, he would send them off into the labyrinth, and inside the labyrinth, like, these kids would try and survive for as long as possible, but they would eventually, you know, be devoured by the Minotaur. So the myth says that the king would draw a lottery thing, like a Hunger Games type of thing.
They would play the lottery?
Yeah, wow. And that apparently this was in honor of his deceased son.
Okay.
And then there was a different legend to it that, according to what I read, the Minotaur is actually the blasphemous offspring of the queen of Crete. And a bull. She was fucking a bull.
What?
Yeah. And apparently the Minotaur's real name was Asterion. Asterion, yeah. And he was never allowed normal life, obviously, because, like, bro, you're fucking... Your mom, my wife, fucked a bull, which is your dad. So he was very upset, obviously, that his wife wanted to fuck a bull instead of him. So, okay. So, like, he banished him to the labyrinth. And to only survive on the human sacrifices that he provided. Apparently, this wasn't just a legend. According to Plutarch, a Greek biographer.
Plutarco.
What?
Plutarco.
Yeah, what?
That's my favorite name.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
At Office Depot, this guy came in and he wanted business cards. And when I asked him his name, he told me it was Plutarco. And I thought it was the coolest name.
Sounds like Pluto. I like it.
Like Pluto and Anarcho.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. But this guy was a Greek biographer. Where was I? And he states that, or claims, that King Minos would hold a festival in memory of his son every year. And Androgeos? Yes. Yeah, in memory of his son, Androgeos. And he would offer Athenian children as the prize, actually. So whoever, like, won, like, these festival games would, like, when a kid, I guess.
What do you do with that, though?
Well, you know how the Greeks were back then, so.
No.
They were fucking kids back then.
They were fucking kids?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, like Socrates. Like, he was known to, like, fuck boys.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yes. So the guy that won them was actually a general.
Right.
And he was apparently very cruel, and his name was Taurus.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, you. He would actually brutalize the children that he won in the festivals, and apparently that he was, like, such a monster towards these kids that the story over time became that of the Minotaur, but with... the general Taurus actually being turned into a literal, like, monster, like, half bull, half human thing. Mm. So there's that. And then from there, like, my research, I researched it some more, and I was like, why does the devil have hoof feet? And I learned a lot about religion.
Oh, interesting.
I understand now what kosher means.
The salt?
No, like, as, you know, a Jewish term, like, oh, I can't eat that. That's not kosher.
Okay.
Yes. Well, this isn't a religion podcast, but...
I mean, it could be.
It could be, but just know that I have this knowledge now.
I'm wearing Baphomet slippers.
That's so gross. Anyway.
How dare you? He's cute on my feet. He's like, every time I go up to my day, I go, meh. Ew.
Okay. So, when I was researching this part, I did come across a story that someone else, one of our followers, had also suggested. Jay Rillo suggested. I should probably pull. No, never mind. It's going to kill my phone. But he suggested, I think it was based off of San Antonio.
Yeah.
Right? That, like, this girl, like, danced all night with this handsome man. And then, like, she danced for hours. And when she looked down at his feet, like, he had hooves. Feet, and I was like, that is disgusting.
I thought he had chicken feet.
Or chicken feet or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Which is still disgusting too.
And so I did come across this story and I read more into it. Oh, and I'm sorry, we couldn't exactly cover that one because
it was too short.
It was straight to the point. But it was creepy. But so I looked into that specifically, and I fell down a rabbit hole. And basically what I found was that he has, like, chicken feet or hooven feet. Basically, he has those because of art. They did it for the art.
Really? So it's not, like, for real?
Like, I mean, I'm sure there might be something out there where it says it in, like, the Bible or something. But it was mainly for the art. He was doing it for the fucking art, bro. But let me see. It said that perhaps the reason why he started being drawn like this mm-hmm. was because the what satyrs is that what satyrs, you said
yes
because the satyrs are like you know this wait because they get confused or they get like maybe like lumped together with other like creatures called devils in the Judeo-Christian belief.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently traditional Christian art spanning several centuries only depict Satan and other devils as regular like humans, like with actual human bodies.
Right.
And then this was mainly done during the Byzantine period. What else?
Tell me about your ancestors.
What? My ancestors?
Yeah.
Okay, see, here it is. In the Bible, the devil actually is depicted as a multi-headed and several-horned dragon. So he, like, it is, like...
Like an Avenged Sevenfold song, The Beast and the Harlot?
Maybe, I never...
Wow.
Okay. But yes, like, he has been depicted as something monstrous, but also as a human.
Right.
And, but that, like, in other places, like in Florence, in some early Renaissance frescoes, Satan was depicted with other demons, with cloven hooves. So, basically the Renaissance is to blame for my deepest fears. That's as a child.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought, like, who saw Satan that drew him right? Does Satan know that you did this? Give consent?
No. Okay, but the satyrs were like I said earlier, they were sometimes confused with devils, and that many Renaissance and Baroque artists drew inspiration from the satyrs and drew the devil and, like, other devils like this. And I think maybe because they just thought it was ugly. Like, dumb. Honestly, because when I look at stuff like that, I'm like, that's ugly. So maybe, like, they were just like, how can I make the devil more ugly? And so they're like, let's give him fucking chicken feet. What's uglier than fucking a ripped-ass dude with chicken feet?
Oh, yeah, that's ugly.
And that's what I'm thinking. Allegedly. No, I am thinking that. But back to the story that J. Rillo wanted us to cover, like, to elaborate more on it. Basically, this girl, went out, like, to a saloon and, you know, she picked a handsome guy to dance with. And she was, like, so taken with him. They, like, danced for hours. And, like, she was like, oh, my God, you know, like, super into him. She's feeling the vibes. And she suddenly, like, looked down and she fucking realized that she was dancing with the devil, which is disgusting.
Apparently the devil has some sick moves, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for him to, like, sweep a girl off her feet and just take her out like that? Sure.
With his fucking chicken feet?
Hello? Chicken feet? His arms must be ripped.
The whole man must be ripped.
I guess so.
Except his fucking chicken feet.
Chicken, his little bird chest, his maybe too. Bird chest.
Oh god.
I love it.
Wow.
Oh god.
We're vibing right now.
Oh my god, we sure are. Right, hurry up and wrap this up so we can vibe some more.
Oh my god. Okay. But, so
yeah. Oh. No, that's all I have.
What the fuck more do you have to say?
No, that's it. That was it, guys.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so. That's ugly. Okay. I found online. I was looking at things,
mm-hmm.
And I found a boogeyman of sorts, mm-hmm. in England, okay. Folklore, and her name is Black Annis.
Mm.
So, let me tell you some more.
Okay.
So Black Annis is said to roam in the countryside of Leicestershire, mm-hmm. England. First of all, I'm not English, so okay. I can't say that. She allegedly lives in a dark cave that's located somewhere in Dane Hills, and she is known as Black Annis Bower.
Okay. That name sounds familiar.
Does it?
A little. Maybe we've covered something similar.
Maybe.
Okay,
go on. I feel like the only thing that I've covered similar to this would be Jenny Green Tea.
Because they're both English? That's racist, Gren.
That's not racist. They were both, like, witches.
Okay.
You can't be racist to supernatural creatures. Hello?
Who said?
That's... Crib. Anyway.
The Bloods are gonna come for you now.
Whoa.
You said cribs.
That's brazy.
Okay.
So, yes. She often hid. Allegedly, she roams in an old oak tree and she, like, hides and waits for people that she can, like, snatch up with her little dirty hands.
Oh, God.
She was very tall and ugly. Ugly as fuck. She had blue-ass skin. Her eyes glowed. She had long, sharp teeth and claw-like fingers.
Ooh.
Which she used to... To fuck up little kids that she also
would eat.
Ate.
Oh my, yes. God. Wow.
She sure did. She prepared them. After she consumed the child, she would skin them. I guess she skinned them before she consumed them.
Uh-huh.
And then she would hang the skin on the tree to dry.
Wee.
And then she would make a skirt out of it. Purely out of children's skin. She's, wow. Like Leatherface.
Oh, wow.
Like Leatherface. Allegedly, she only left her cave at night, where she would go find some tasty kids. And she would be most inclined to pick up mischievous kids. Misbehaving kids. Oh,
okay. So it's like portate bien or else she's going to come for you.
Say guanaba type of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So... Yeah, she also fed on, like, little animals, like sheep and lambs.
Oh, no.
Which pissed the locals off, because they're like, bro, not only are you eating our fucking kids, but you're eating my fucking livestock, too.
Oh, I'm dead. Pick one or the other.
Yeah, it's like, damn. You can't leave me without fucking food.
I'm fucking dead.
So the kids were, like, told, like, hey, man, don't go into the Dane Hills by yourself. Like, you're gonna run into the witch. Mm-hmm. She's gonna eat your ass.
Oh,
not
hey.
Not like
calm
that.
Down.
That she's gonna eat you up, and that threw me off.
Mike, she ate ass.
I'm fucking dead. Look, this fucking quote, it says that they would run into her and be snatched away into her bower to be sucked dry.
Oh, God, Derek.
Derek, sign me up.
Sign me the fuck up. She sounds like a good time.
I'm fucking dead. Apparently, during the 18th century, people would not put glass on the windows. Like, that wasn't a thing, I guess.
Well, that's why they caught the Black Plague. I'm sorry.
What was I saying?
They wouldn't put glass on their windows.
They wouldn't put glass on the windows because that wasn't a thing, I guess, at the time. Mm-hmm. So, the only time you would see her is because she would try to, like, go into your home.
Oh, God.
With her bony arms.
Mm-mm.
And her skinny fingers. And apparently, that's why the homes had very small windows. So, she would only be able to fit, like, an arm.
Okay.
And not all of her in there.
Yes.
Apparently, you could hear her sharp teeth grinding together, and you knew she was coming, and people would put, like, herbs and shit on their windows. Wee. So that she wouldn't, like, come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so apparently the name Anis
mm-hmm.
is referred to as being derived from Anu, but Anu was a Celtic goddess of fertility.
Okay.
Oh, she was saggy, bro. She could definitely hold a pen under her boob. She gave people the evil eye. She was also seen as a black cat who would murder kids.
Oh, no.
She also came off as a black cat.
Mm-mm.
Oh, Dan, what the fuck? That was you, what? Bro.
How is that me?
You sent me the game.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
But apparently on this website, Black Anis is a Midland winter hag fairy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ugly. This article straight up copied what the other article said.
Wow.
Oh, she controlled the seasons and the weather, apparently.
That's nice.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty cool. Ew. Okay, wow. Going back to the cat thing. This mm-hmm. is on Wikipedia. She, like I told you, she was represented in like a cat form.
Mm-hmm.
And this led to a local ritual in early spring when a dead cat would be dragged before a pack of hounds in front of her bower to celebrate the end of winter. Did I tell you that they closed her bower?
No.
Okay, well, they did.
Oh, okay.
The drag hunt was held on Easter Monday, also known as Black Monday, and led from Anis Bower to the mayor of Leicester's house. The bait dragged was a cat drenched in aniseed,
mm-hmm.
but this custom died out at the end of the 18th century.
Wow.
That's ugly, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Like, this bitch ate kids. She
did the usual witch stuff.
She did. Did she, though?
Yeah, she ate kids.
All witches don't eat kids.
Yeah, they do.
They want their youth. Don't you know what that is? Because I do.
I don't, because I'm already decrepit and falling apart.
I, too, am decrepit and falling apart.
And what are you doing about it?
Nothing, because I'm trying to die.
I'm dead.
Okay, guys, great. This episode's been sickening. You are sickening. We're all
dead inside.
Yes. He, she, we, Wombo.
Well, here's your problem. You have it set to mini when you should have set it for Wumbo. I don't even know if that's the right quote, but I did my best.
She did her due diligence.
And I improvised.
Yes. So anyway, hit us up on social media. You know where the fuck to hit us up. You also know where the fuck to send your stories.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you next Monday.
On the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.